Once again, thank and praise God that we can be together online for another service.
再一次感谢大家，我们能够在这里一同聚会。
This evening, we'd like to share the topic King Asa Stumbled in His Old Age.
今天晚上我们要分享的题目是亚撒王在晚年跌倒。
We know the Bible often will describe our life like a journey or a race.
我们知道圣经经常叙述人生就像一场旅行或是比赛。
And so no matter how we're doing right now, it's still very important for us to finish and to finish strongly.
无论我们做得多好，我们都要坚定不移地完成，能牢固地完成到最后。
And this is what the life of King Asa reminds us of.
这就是亚撒王的一生给我们的一个启示。
In 1 Kings chapter 15,
在列王记上第十五章,
in verse 23,
在第二十三节,
it says that in King Asa's old age,
谈到说亚撒王年老的时候,
that he was diseased in his feet.
他的脚有病了。
And I feel like this is a metaphor for his life.
这就像是一个比喻，比喻他的一生。
He started off very well, but in the end, his feet were diseased.
刚开始的时候，他一切都做得很好，可是到了最后，他的脚也产生了病痛。
It was not only physically that he was diseased, but spiritually he became, you can say, lame.
不只是身体上的一个病痛，他的灵性上也缺了。
Because he stopped relying and walking with God.
因为他不再与神同行了。
So there is a saying that those who do not study history are destined to repeat it.
就是俗话说的，不研究历史的人注定要重蹈覆辙。
So may we study this history this evening and be determined not to repeat it.
所以我们今天晚上要来回顾这段历史，才不会再重蹈覆辙。
So let's first talk about the beginning of Asa's life. He actually started very well.
让我们来谈谈亚撒刚开始的时候，刚开始的时候他非常的好。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 15.
让我们翻到列王记上第十五章。
1 Kings chapter 15.
十五章。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节。
1 Kings chapter 15, verse 9.
列王记上十五章第九节。
In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa became king over Judah. Please read.
第九节，以色列王耶罗波安二十年，亚撒登基做犹大王。
Let's now jump to verse 11.
让我们跳到十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father.
亚撒效法他祖大卫，行神眼中看为正的事。
We know King David, he was a man after God's heart.
我们知道大卫是谨遵王，谨遵神的诫命的。
Unfortunately, he had some descendants that did not follow God in the same way.
不过很不幸的，大卫的子孙很多人并没有遵从神的旨意。
This included his own son Solomon and then the grandson Rehoboam.
这包括大卫的儿子所罗门和他的孙子耶罗波安。
Right, and then the next descendant, Abijam too.
还有之后的继位的王。
Okay. But here, Asa is the first descendant of David that is described as doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
在列王记上，亚撒是第一个大卫的子孙，被形容是在神行眼中，行神眼中看为正的事。
So what were some of the things that pleased God?
所以亚撒做了什么事情呢？
Let's read 1 Kings 15, verse 12.
让我们来读15章12节。
Verse
12. 12节。
And he banished the perverted persons from the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made.
12节，从国中除去恋童，又除掉他列祖所造的一切偶像。
One of the first things that really pleased God was how he banished so-called perverted persons.
第一件，亚撒王第一件做的事就是驱逐了变态的人或是恋童的人。
And this is referring to a certain group of people that practiced perverted things and prostitution in their religious rituals.
这里是谈到某些人，那时候的某些人在行一些变态或者是不符合神的道理的人的事。
And then King Asa not only removed that, he also removed all the idols.
除此之外，亚撒王还除掉了偶像。
So we know that actually idol worship is one of the most serious sins in God's eyes.
我们知道，崇拜偶像是在十诫里非常一个严重的一个过犯。
That's why it is listed first and second in the Ten Commandments.
之所以为什么崇拜偶像是在十诫里的第一条和第二条。
So, by getting rid of these idols, he was also removing sin from the land.
因为除掉了偶像，亚撒王也把他国境里的罪也除掉了。
And one of the idols was related to his grandmother.
其中一个偶像是跟他的奶奶是有关系的。
Let's read verse 13 now.
让我们一起来读13节。
First Kings 15 verse 13.
15章13节。
Also, he removed Maaka, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron.
13节，并且贬了他祖母马加太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。亚撒砍下他的偶像，烧在吉伦西边。
So this actually probably, it really took some courage.
亚撒王做这件事要需要非常大的勇气。
Right, because this is your own, grandmother, is a close relative.
因为这是你自己的奶奶。
And in fact, seems like she also held.Some power at that time too, because she was the queen mother.
由此看来，这位亚撒王的奶奶其实还掌握一些实际的权力。
Okay. But Asa stood on the side of God, on the side of truth, and destroyed this idol.
可是亚撒王选择站在神的那边来除掉他奶奶的偶像。
And then also removed her influence over the people.
并且移除了他奶奶的一些影响力。
So we can see, Asa really was starting very well and pleasing God in all of these things.
所以我们看到亚撒王一继位一开始的时候是做得非常好的。
Now, verse 14 does say the high places were not removed.
十四节有谈到说他并没有毁坏丘坛。
So there were certain high places that people would use to worship.
那个时候他们用一些丘坛或是高地来作为他们祭拜偶像的一个地方。
The high places sometimes were used to worship the true God, and sometimes it was used to worship false gods.
这些丘坛有时候是祭拜真神的，可是很多时候是祭拜偶像的。
But we can see that this was one of a small criticism against Asa.
我们可以看到这可能算是一些小缺点。
Okay. But it does say Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days.
这里有谈到亚撒王终日忠于主。
Okay. So, I think this is specifically talking more about how he never worshipped any idols.
在我们的解释 这里是谈到说不去祭拜偶像。
Okay. Because later on we will see he did have some mistakes.
因为之后我们会读到亚撒王还是犯了一些错误。
So King Asa, he wasn't loyal in the whole sense, but he never went to go worship idols.
所以这里的忠实其实并不是传统思维中的一个完全的忠实。
Yeah, he just never went to worship idols.
只是说他并没有去祭拜偶像。
Okay. Let's also keep reading verse 15.
那我们继续读十五节。
He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils.
亚撒王也将他父亲和自己分别为圣的金银器皿都奉到神的殿里。
We can see that Asa also had a heart of offering, of thanksgiving.
我们这里看到亚撒王有一个奉献给神的一个心。
And he knew to contribute to the temple and the temple treasury.
他知道要把该奉献的东西奉献到神的殿里。
And to love God is to love the temple.
因为要敬畏神，第一件做的事就是要纪念神的殿。
So these are all different ways we can also please God.
这也代表着我们有很多不同的方式来献给神。
We must remove the idols in our heart.
我们要除掉我们心中的偶像。
Even when it could be very difficult.
就算是非常困难，我们要移除这些偶像。
And also we should seek to offer to God and to serve God.
而且我们要寻求任何的机会来奉献给神。
Now, there's some other accomplishments also mentioned in 2 Chronicles.
在历代志下也列出了亚撒王的一些事迹。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
让我们翻到列王记下第14章。
2 Chronicles chapter 14.
列王记下第14章。
Let's read verse 6.
那我们读第六节，十四章第六节。
And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Please read.
第六节，又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有战争，因为神赐他平安。
So,from a political, from an infrastructure point of view, he also did a lot for the country.
所以从政治上或者是国中建筑来说，他其实太平了非常多年。
He was able to build up cities and to strengthen them.
他可以建造坚固的城池来维持国中太平。
And in verse 8, it talks about how he was able to build a very strong army as well.
第八节也提到说亚撒建立了一个强大的军队。
So, from a spiritual point of view, this can refer to cultivation.
从灵性上来说，这可以说算是我们要兼顾我们。
Yeah. The Bible sometimes describes our heart like a city. And so in peacetime, Asa fortified and strengthened everything.
在平静的时候，我们要重视我们的灵修。
We need to continue to reflect on the word of God to build up our faith.
我们要常常思想神的话语。
Okay. But soon after, there was also a very large battle.
不久之后，亚撒王也遇到了一些战争。
Okay. Let's read verse 9.
那我们来读第九节。
2 Chronicles 14, verse 9.
历代志下第九章，第十四章第九节。
Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men.And 300 chariots. And he came to Marisha. Please read.
第九, 第九节，有古时王谢拉率领军兵100万，战车300辆，出来攻击犹大人，到了玛利沙。
When we keep reading, we can see Asa did go out to respond to this threat.
我们接下来读就可以看到亚撒王出去与古时王迎敌。
And when Asa was fighting this enemy, he relied on God.
在亚撒王迎敌的时候，他呼求神。
He cried out and he praised God.
他呼求神，他颂赞神。
He was saying how nothing is too hard for God.
他向神哭喊说，主啊，因为没有东西是能胜过你的。
And then he declared how the people of Judah would depend and rely on him.
亚撒王呼求神说，以色列人会仰赖耶和华，仰赖神的。
Right, and that they would go out to fight in the name of God.
他们会奉神的名去来攻击这些大军。
In other words, that they were going to fight for the glory of God.
换句话来说，他们是为了神的荣耀来征战。
And so God was very pleased with this, and he fought for Judah.
那个时候神非常兴起。
And they were able to defeat the army and have a very wonderful spoil.
所以那时候以色列人可以战胜亚实人，而得到了很多的一些财物。
And spiritually speaking, this can refer to evangelism, like a spiritual battle of evangelism.
从属灵上来说，这就像是宣教。
Yeah. Whenever we serve the Lord and go and preach the gospel, we also need to rely on God.
当我们传扬神的道理的时候，我们也是要仰赖神。
That nothing is too hard for the Lord.
对神来说，没有任何一件事情是困难的。
Even someone's heart is also in the hands of God.
就算是别人的心智也是在神的手里。
And then we can have a wonderful victory for the glory of God when God abides with us.
我们可以靠着神的荣耀来得到属灵战争上的胜利。
Okay. So these were some of the wonderful things that Asa did in the early part of his reign.
这些是亚撒王在他早期的时候所做的一些荣耀神的事。
And it was able to really please God and have the writers, the historian here to say how he did what was right in God's eyes.
因为这些荣耀神的事，所以史书的作者可以记录在史书上，来形容亚撒王如何仰赖耶和华。
Let's now go back to 1 Kings chapter 15.
让我们重新翻回《列王记上》第十五章。
First Kings chapter 15，
《列王记上》第十五章。
Right, verse 16，
十五章十六节。
Verse 16，
十六节。
Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days.
十六节，亚撒和以色列王巴沙在世的日子，常常征战。
In 1 Kings, now it starts to mention some of the mistakes Asa made in his life.
在列王记上这边开始记载亚撒王所做错的一些事。
And a lot more detail is also mentioned in 2 Chronicles.
在历代志下记录了其他的细节。
And one of the instances that revealed Asa's weakness was when he was having this war withIsrael, the northern kingdom.
其中一件亚撒王做的错事就是这里记载了一个跟以色列的一个战争。
Now, according to 2 Chronicles, this happened in the 36th year of Asa's reign.
根据历代志下记载，这发生在亚撒王在位第36年的时候。
In total, he reigned for 41. So it was...According to 2 Chronicles, towards the end of his life, end of his reign.
根据历代志下，亚撒王在位41年，所以35年的时候算是亚撒王晚年的时候了。
Okay. Now, there are some little bit of difficulties with the timings when you compare 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles, though, right?
根据这些时间的记载，这个实际的时间其实是都不起来的。
Yeah, there's some, there could be some copying errors or things like that too, right?
可能在记载的时候发现一些时间上的错误。
Because in 1 Kings, it seems like Baasha wouldn't have been alive in Asa's 36th year. Yeah.
因为在历代列王记上的记载，其实巴沙王在亚撒王36岁的时候就已经不在人世了。
But regardless of this textual discrepancy.
不过就算是这些时间上的一些偏差。
We can see that during this event.
我们可以看出来在发生这些事情的一些细节。
That there was a time in Asa's life that his heart started to change.
我们可以知道在亚撒王晚年时候他的心智产生了改变。
Right. So because of this threat from Baasha, he went and formed an alliance with a Gentile nation, the nation of Syria.
因为这场与巴沙王的一个战争，他却跟外族人、跟亚兰王结盟。
And part of forming that treaty was giving the treasures of the house of God.
其中结盟的一些所发生的事情，就是亚撒舍弃了他神庙里的一些财宝，来交给亚兰王。
Let's read verse 18.
那我们来读十八节。
First Kings 15, verse 18.
列王记上十五章第十八节。
Then Asa took all the silver, and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimim, the son of Hezion, king of Syria.Who dwelt in Damascus, saying, verse 19, let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me.
18节，于是亚撒将神殿和王宫府库里所剩下的金银都交在他臣仆手中，打发他们往大马士革的亚兰王希寻的孙子他伯利门的儿子便哈达那里去。十九节说，你父曾与我父立约，我与你也要立约，现在我将金银送你为礼物，求你废掉你与以色列王巴沙所立的约，使他离开我。
Here we can see Asa relied on his own wisdom here.
所以我们这里看到亚撒王根据他自己的一个智慧。
And then used the riches in his own house and also in the temple to go and form this alliance.
将他宫里和神庙里的财宝交给外族人亚兰王。
And so we know that wealth most likely also...included the things that he initially offered in verse 15.
从这里我们可以看到这一些亚撒所舍弃的财宝很可能就包括了他先前所献给神的一些财宝。
And so I think, just think about how God would look at this event.
我们可以想想神会如何看待这件事情。
Not only is Asa going to a foreign power,For help.
不只是亚撒去寻求外族的人的一个力量。
But he's even using the things that belong to God to go and seek that help.
他还把应该所属神的一个东西献给外邦人。
Right. So it's kind of like if you have your spouse actually can solve your problem, right?
就好像你寻求我们的配偶来 解决我们的事情。
Even though your spouse can solve the problem, you go and go somewhere else to try to solve your problem.
就算我们的配偶可以帮助我们解决事情，我们还是找了其他的人来解决我们的问题。
And not only that, you take the anniversary gift or a birthday gift that you gave him or her, and you use it to pay the other person.
就像说我们把我们给我们配偶周年寄的礼物拿去献给了别人。
So this clearly was very offensive to God.
这对神来说是非常非常
so,
非常冒犯的。
So God sent a prophet to rebuke Asa.
所以神遣送了一个先知给亚撒。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
让我们翻到历代志下第十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志下第十六章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Says, and at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand.
第七节，因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖主你的神，所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。
And so if we keep reading, you can see this was God rebuking Asa.
我们继续读，可以读到这是神来责备亚兰王，亚撒王。
And God was really looking for people who would really be loyal to him.
因为我们的神一直在寻求能持续 对神忠心的人。
This is recorded in verse 9.
这里在第九节谈到了这件事情。
So Asa, in his early days, when he faced Ethiopia, he relied on God.
所以在亚撒王早期面对古实人的时候，他是仰赖神的。
But for some reason, when it came to fighting,their own brothers in the north, he decided to go and seek this foreign alliance.
可是不知为何原因，当亚撒王面对跟北边以色列国的一个征战的时候，他竟然去寻求外邦人的帮助。
Now, making this mistake was already bad enough.
犯了这个过错其实已经很糟糕了。
But even worse is that when Asa heard this rebuke,
更糟糕的是，当亚撒王听到这件这个先知的一个责备
，He threw the prophet into prison.
他把这个先知囚禁起来了。
Yeah, so this was one of the ways Asa stumbled in his older age.
所以这是为什么亚撒王最后再度绊倒一次。
Okay. Let's also go back now to 1 Kings chapter 15.
那我们再翻回列王记上第十五章。
Or actually, let's just stay here. Let's stay in 2 Chronicles 16.
那我们继续读历代志下第十六章。
Let's now jump to verse 12.
那我们读十六章十二节。
2 Chronicles 16, verse 12.
历代志下十六章十二节。
And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his...malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
十二节，亚撒作王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重。病的时候没有求主，只求医生。
This is the verse that we mentioned in the very beginning.
这就是我们一开始提到的事情。
That Asa became diseased.In his feet, in his old age.
这个时候亚撒王的脚生病了，可是没有寻求神。
So it was very severe too.
非常的严重。
So we don't know exactly what kind of disease, but maybe it was some type of infection, some type of maybe gangrene, right?
这里没有提到生了什么病，可能是生了细菌感染，可能生了疮。
And again,It reveals how during his older age, he didn't want to rely on God.
这里再度揭示了亚撒王在老年的时候是如何依靠别人而不是依靠神。
He went to the physicians and never prayed to God.
他去寻求医生，可是却不去寻求神。
Now today, this is not telling us that we cannot go and see doctors.
这并不是说我们不该去寻求医生。
But it is reminding us that in our heart, we need to rely on God.
可是这是代表我们在我们心中，我们要去依赖神。
Right, that we must rely on God to guide the whole process.
我们要依赖神来带领我们的任何事情。
That he also can give our doctors wisdom, right, and the ability to help us.
因为只有神能赐给医生能力来医治我们。
Okay. If we just rely on human effort only, that's our trust is completely in humans only, then that is what is a mistake.
如果我们只仰赖神，这就是一个完全的一个错误。
仰赖人。
我们只仰赖人，这就是一个完全的错误。
Okay, so these were two very critical ways Asa stumbled in his old age.
这两件事就表明了在亚撒王的晚年的一个错误。
So we can start to think about the question, what happened? How come Asa started off so well, but then he ended so poorly?
我们可以来想想为何亚撒王早期的时候做得非常好，可是在晚年却跌倒了。
I think when you look at both of these incidences,Pride actually was the main issue.
我们从这两件事来看，我们可以发现骄傲其实是一个主要的原因。
Okay. Especially, so in the incident against Baasha, especially when the prophet came to rebuke him, that pride is very clearly seen.
在对以色列王巴沙的战争中，上帝的先知来警告了亚撒王。
Right, so he stopped listening to God's prophets. He stopped respecting them.
亚撒王并没有听主派的一个先知的一个警告。
Actually, in the beginning of his reign, one of the reasons why he wanted to get rid of those idols was because of prophets' encouragement.
对比在亚撒王早年的时候，他除去偶像部分的原因，就是因为先知的一个鼓励。
You can read about this in 2 Chronicles 15.
这记载在历代志下15章的1到7节。
Okay. So in the beginning, he was very receptive to God's workers, God's prophets.
一开始的时候，亚撒王听从神所派来先知的一个警告。
In the beginning, when he faced troubles, whether it was war or anything else, he would rely on God.
一开始的时候，亚撒王遇到战争，他会知道仰赖神。
And he wanted to glorify God in whatever he did.
他想要在任何事上都有荣耀神。
But then the pride started to creep up in his heart.
可是当他心中的骄傲开始成长的时候，
right, then he started to rely on his own experience, his own intelligence.
亚撒王开始仰赖自己的一个智慧，自己的力量，听从自己的。
And he felt that his own ways would be the best way.
亚撒王这时候觉得他自己的方法才是最好的。
And from a spiritual point of view, this pride is what caused his feet to stumble.
从灵性上来讲，他的骄傲就是造成他晚年脚上的跌倒。
Now, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
那我们翻到箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章。
Let's read verse 18.
十六章十八节。
Verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
十六章十八节，骄傲在败坏以前，狂心在跌倒之前。
All right, this verse can directly apply to Asa's life in his old age.
这个章节刚好形容了亚撒王。
He was doing fine in his journey.
一开始的时候，亚撒王的旅程是非常好的。
But then, towards the end of his life, he started to get proud.
可是到了末期，他开始骄傲了。
It reminds me of some clips you might see on the internet.
这提醒我们在网络上其实很多的影片。
Where athletes may sometimes wind up celebrating too early.
很多运动员在终点线的时候太早开始高兴起来了。
Like where somebody's running a race and then he's almost there and then maybe he starts to raise his hands but then somebody just runs right by him.
可能运动员赛跑的时候在终点线前太早高兴庆祝了，那时候后面就有人跑过来了。
In NFL, in the American football, they're running, almost getting a touchdown, but then before they get to the line, they just celebrate and throw the ball away, and actually it doesn't even count as a touchdown.
或者在美式足球，当他们准备要打正的时候，虽然还没打正，他们就开始庆祝了，这个时候球就被拦截了。
So pride truly goes before destruction or before a fall.
所以骄傲通常会在跌倒之前。
So where did this pride come from for Asa?
所以亚撒王的骄傲从哪里而来呢？
The Bible, of course, doesn't really give us too many details.
圣经上并没有详细的记载。
It doesn't tell us what was in his heart.
并没有告诉我们他们心中在想什么。
But there are two things that I think might have contributed.
可是应该会有两件事来导致亚撒王的骄傲。
First is related to his great victory over the Ethiopians when he was a young king.
其中一项可能是跟对古实人的战争，他获得重大一个胜利。
Remember, his army was probably half the size of the Ethiopian army.
我们知道对古实人的战争，他的军队可能只有古实人的一半。
This already is a great disadvantage in warfare.
这在战争来说，就其实是一个非常大一个影响。
So he relied on God, and God gave him the victory. This was a huge victory.
那个时候他仰赖神，获得重大一个胜利。
But perhaps after this victory, that victory started to cloud his thinking.
可是可能因为这个一个重大一个胜利就影响了他一个思维。
With his words, he said he was fighting for the name of God.
那个时候他说奉主的名来征战。
Right? But after the victory, perhaps that victory, that glory, he was stealing it and giving it to himself.
可是可能在征战的时候，他竟然将该归于神的荣耀来归给自己。
Right. So, little by little, maybe people talked about that battle, and he just kept on stealing the glory for himself.
渐渐的，这种胜利让他思维变得模糊，就把荣耀归给自己。
Okay. Again, this is just guessing. This is not in the Bible.
这只是我们一个猜测，经上并没有这样的记载。
But for us today, any type of success or victory is also can be a temptation in our lives.
对我们今天来说，任何我们所得到的一些胜利，其实都该
it become a temptation.
都会变成一个我们一个试探。
We can give the glory to God and let that glory just remain there, or we may sometimes steal from God.
我们选可以选择把荣耀归给神，或者把荣耀归给我们自己。
So when Abram he fought four kings.
当亚拉王征战的时候，当亚伯兰征战的时候
，right, and he only had 318 men and defeated four kings.
那时候他只有318位人。
And he came back, and that's when Melchizedek also appeared.
那个时候也是另外一个王出现的时候。麦基洗德出现的时候。
And when Melchizedek appeared, he reminded Abram, remember, it is the God Most High that gave you victory.
麦基洗德提醒亚伯兰，是至高上的王来给你胜利的。
And that's when Abram gave a tithe to God.
那时候 亚伯兰才献上他的一个十一奉献。
So every victory, every success actually is a temptation.
所有的胜利都其实对我们来说一个试探。
Remember, when Abram came back, another king showed up too.
我们知道在这之后亚伯兰又遇见了另外一位王。
That was the king of Sodom.
这是
索多玛。
索多玛的一个王。
Right. And that is the temptation.
这就是一个试探。
Yeah. Whether it is a spiritual success, or a secular success, let us always give God the glory.
不管是属灵上的胜利，或者是属事上的胜利，都对我们来说是一个试探。
Because if we're not careful, the pride will make our heart hard.
因为如果我们不小心的时候，这个试探就会使我们的心刚硬。
And then,we may even not want to listen to God's prophets, God's workers.
当我们心刚硬的时候，我们就不会想要去听神的话语。
And just rely on our own wisdom and intelligence.
依靠我们的智慧，我们的思维。
Okay, so I think great victory was one factor.
所以我们知道，可能早期的胜利是造成亚撒王晚年衰败的一个原因。
Another reason is because of comfort and complacency.
另外一个可能是因为亚撒王所得到一个舒适和自满。
If we go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 15,
我们翻回历代志下第十五章，
and you read verse 19,
十五章十九节，
it says, there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa.
这里提到，直到亚撒在位三十五年都没有战争。
This is talking about a period of time, at least 20 years, where Asa, he didn't have to fight any battles.
这里提到二十年都没有战争。
Right? Of course, from the surface, this is a great blessing.
对于他们国中的人，这是一个来自上帝一个祝福。
Right. But every blessing can also become a curse if we're not careful.
可是祝福我们不小心的时候也会变成一种诅咒。
Right. Peace is a blessing, definitely. Yeah.
和平绝对是一个祝福。
But if we misuse that peace,
可是我们不小心使用了这些平安，
then it can cause us to offend God.
可能会来冒犯神。
So just like right now, right?
跟现在一样。
We thank God, even though in the world there is a lot of chaos.
我们感谢神，虽然在世上有非常多的混乱。
But we ourselves are at peace.
我们自己其实是平安的。
Right? Like maybe thank God. Maybe many of us still, we have our job still.Physically, nothing has stricken us. We're still all okay.
我们很多人其实还保有我们的工作，我们的身体上，在家庭中都非常平安。
So this is a blessing.
这是一个神来的祝福。
But be careful. This type of comfort and complacency can become a temptation too.
可是我们必须要小心，这种舒适和自满有时候也会成为我们的一个诱惑。
Because our heart.Tends to wander when things are going smoothly.
因为我们的心里常常会有彷徨。
Right? Our trust, our initial trust in God can drift if we're not careful.
我们不小心的话，我们对神的信任可能转移到对人的信任。
Right? And we may become distracted by worldly pursuits and other temptations.
我们可能会追寻世上的一些物质而失去了我们对神的一个信任。
It's kind of like King David too.
就跟大卫王是一样的。
Right? King David, during the time when the kings went out to war, that particular year, he didn't go out to war.
当大卫王没有遇到征战的时候，他并没有出去。
And then,he rose up in the afternoon, indicating that he was living very comfortably.
大卫王常常在下午的时候才起床，代表他那时候生活非常的舒适。
And then that's when he was tempted by Bathsheba.
所以这个时候他才受到八十八的一个诱惑。
In Amos, it talks about God's rebuke against those who are complacent.
在阿摩斯书里有提到神对一些感到舒适的人的一些责备。
And these people were only focused on their material comfort, wealth, and entertainment.
这些人专注在自己物质上的舒适和生活的舒适，
But their heart had left God.
可是他们的心灵已经离开神了。
So comfort and complacency might have also have influenced Asa.
所以第一个原因有可能是亚撒王那个时候所得到一个舒适和自满，导
Right,
致了他晚年跌倒。
and slowly that pride continued to grow, and then he stumbled in his older age.
所以为什么亚撒王在晚年的骄傲慢慢成长，导致了他晚年的跌倒？
From a spiritual point of view, this reminds us to always stay active spiritually.
在灵性上来说，我们应该要保持一个积极的一个态度。
When God gives us peace, we use that peace to preach the gospel.
当神赐给我们平安的时候，我们要用这个平安来宣扬神的道理。
So that's why in 1 Timothy, Paul tells Timothy to pray for everyone, including the kings.
所以，为什么保罗在提摩太前书告诉提摩太要替所有的人，包括我们的，他们那时候的王来祷告？
Says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life.
我们他保罗说，我们这样才有办法过一个舒适平安的生活。
Right? But then a couple of verses later, it says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
可是，在过几个经节以后，保罗提到说，神希望每个人都能听到神的道理。
So we use peacetime to be active in evangelism.
所以，我们必须要在我们平安的日子来宣扬神的道理。
So King Asa, he stumbled in these ways in his older age.
所以，亚撒王在晚年的时候跌倒了。
Let us take his life as an example for us, as a warning for us.
所以，我们该用亚撒王的一生来作为我们一个警醒。
The Bible reminds us that the end of a matter is better than the beginning.
在圣经上也有记载，一件事情的结局比它的开始
So,
更好。
in this lifelong journey of faith, let us finish the journey and finish strong.
在我们灵性的一个一生中，我们要始终坚持。
And so that we can be a spiritual king that does right. Whatever is right in God's eyes.
所以我们在属灵上才能做我们的王，来行神眼中作为正的事。
Right, and do that for all the days of our life.
要坚持到我们所有的日子里。
This concludes our sharing for tonight.
这是我们今天晚上的分享。
Let's now take some time to pray together.
让我们来一同祷告。
And let's pray for one another that we can remain strong and press on to the very end.
让我们互相代祷，来一同在属灵的道路上强壮。
Okay, let's now pray together.
让我们一起祷告。